apparently on TikTok, TikTok has banned live breaking on the platform. Now this is really, this is interesting because it's TikTok obviously has been sort of a controversial, I guess is one way to put it. They've had like a controversial rise to fame when it came to, their rise to fame, I guess. But it's like, I think that this is probably like, so the, you know, Eric Whiteback, he posed the question, will other platforms follow suit? And I think maybe, I think if Instagram had done it first or Twitter, I guess, then I don't think necessarily TikTok would have followed suit. But I think since TikTok is doing it, like, I think that these social media platforms are very aware of TikTok more than TikTok is aware of other platforms. And it may be because, you know, TikTok is owned by China and, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, they're all owned by Americans. So maybe that's the reason. Maybe it's like, you know, maybe it's the American companies are, they're more following what the Chinese company is doing versus the Chinese company following what American companies are doing. I mean, also just because, like, whether we like it or not, TikTok is like the biggest platform right now. It has changed. It's changed social media forever. Like the for you aspect, every company nowadays is trying to be like TikTok, like Instagram, short form video. Twitter now has a for you page, which is okay. Actually, I don't mind because it's actually pretty accurate in my opinion. Like I find myself flipping between the following and for you tabs on Twitter pretty frequently. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's – I'm actually going to tweet this one too. Let me copy this link here. The social media companies are trying to be like TikTok. I think I'm going to try and do these live streams potentially every Tuesday or, I mean, every Wednesday maybe. I don't know if we're going to do more. But we'll see, because I do want to put out more content. And I sort of want to do like a more free flowing show in a way where, like, I think Hobby Hotline that I'm on is I love the format of the show with like multiple people, and we talk about tons of different topics. But I think. I want to maybe do this a little bit more where it's kind of like, you know, we have all the topics, but it's like, we kind of can go off on tangents and not really have to worry about staying 100% on topic, I guess. I don't know. I mean, the streaming is interesting to me. Hold on. Let me write this one out. Talking about this topic on the live stream right now. So with TikTok, I think social media companies are trying to be like TikTok. TikTok's not trying to be like social media, other social media companies. I think I think that TikTok could come out with almost a statement about this, or they could put it in some sort of TOS update because, like I said, I think the industry, the sports card breaking industry is different than most other industries when it comes to lives on TikTok, like TikTok Live. I think that they're, you know, I don't know. It's also kind of the thing where it's like, if you got to be kind of on a lot of different platforms, or you got to be on the platform that's built for the thing you're trying to do. Like, if if you want to do breaking, unfortunately, like you might have to just switch over to like a Whatnot or Loop or any of the breaking apps, where I'm sure there's people on TikTok, like I know of, like one of my friends, Cody, he broke specifically like on TikTok. Like he would be on TikTok watching card breaks and buying into breaks. And so, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens now with this kind of news that's coming out, because, you know, I don't necessarily think Instagram will do this. Twitter, I could potentially see it happening. But like the main thing that they said was because the TikTok legal team has stated that surprise-based products cannot be opened, packaged, or assembled during the live stream. And I think the video that I saw was kind of explaining that, like, there's a lot of like kind of legal stuff when it comes to like breaking and this type of thing, but and that TikTok doesn't have the moderation. From the video I saw, I forget who put out the video, but they were talking about how like TikTok doesn't have the moderation system to protect buyers that are exclusively buying from TikTok, which is fair. I mean, I think that unfortunately, when there's money to be made, people are going to try and make it in ways that are not up to standards, up to code, maybe. I don't know if that's exactly the way that I would look at it, but like they don't have a moderation system. Like, especially also because TikTok is sort of always changing the platform. So like this could be like another thing where, you know, they're still trying to figure it out, and they're looking at box breaking, and somebody on the team that's making these decisions, like maybe they don't even know what sports cards are. They don't know what live breaking is. So it's like they're just looking at people opening boxes of sports cards and people are spending money. It could also be that like TikTok isn't making any money. Somebody's making money, but TikTok isn't making any money. Like if live breaking was integrated somehow on the platform, like if TikTok could make money, it would 100% be fine. Like they definitely wouldn't have an issue with people doing card breaks on the platform if there was a way for them to make the money. For example, like if you do a TikTok live, you can get gifted and stuff, but like TikTok obviously makes money from people gifting. So it's like it's not a platform for box breaking. So it's like there's no way necessarily really for TikTok to do this. But like if TikTok could make money from people buying into breaks, then they would keep it on the platform for sure. I mean, if I've done a couple breaks on TikTok, like nothing super crazy, like, I mean, I would rather someone be breaking on YouTube or Instagram. I mean, even too, like, I would rather somebody be breaking on either of those two platforms rather than TikTok, just because like TikTok is still, hello, TikTok is still a new platform in the grand scheme of like, if you look at TikTok versus Facebook or Instagram, the platform itself is still, it's still in the early stages of it being a platform. And like Facebook obviously is, I mean, even just social media in general is still in the early stages. I think it's very similar to like how I was talking about eBay. Like these tech platforms are still in the early stages of being platforms. But like TikTok has only really been around for a couple of years, where sure, maybe Instagram, Facebook, all of them, they've been around for, I mean, I can probably look, it's probably like 2011, 2012. When was Facebook invented? Let's see. When was Facebook invented? 2004. So I was wrong about that one. When was Instagram invented? Instagram invented. 2010. So, I mean, even Instagram's only 12 years old. So TikTok is really, like, they were Musical.ly before TikTok. So actually, let me see. When was Musical.ly made? Musical.ly was 2014, and then it switched to TikTok in 2016. So they have a bunch of different things on their platform, TikTok. They've created the perfect algorithm to get people addicted to the platform, in my opinion. But they're still only, 2006, so that's 7 years ago. Maybe it's something where TikTok potentially buys some sort of platform or can integrate breaking on their platform. I don't know exactly how they would do it, but like, I just look at it and Instagram, for example, like they have a feature where you can buy stuff on the platform. I think TikTok has it too, but Instagram, it's much more integrated kind of into the platform than TikTok. But Instagram, I think, is built more for breaking. Like when it comes to, let's see, when it comes to potential down the road, like the buying of a spot, I think it's going to be much easier to integrate, or buying a spot in a break is going to be much easier to integrate than it would be for TikTok. Cause it's like, you know, I don't know. But it's like, also at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if the social media platforms are, if they look at something like this and they say, and they look into the industry. Cause it's like I said, I think maybe somebody at TikTok, somebody making this decision, like it's probably not like a team of people. Like it's probably like a person that's like making this decision. So like, it's probably somebody who like doesn't understand breaking cards or doesn't understand what a box break is. And they just look at somebody opening up this thing and somebody, you know, who, if you're opening up a Bowman box, like, let's see how much is a 2022 Bowman hobby box. Bowman baseball. So like, it's like $300 for a box. If you sell the 30 spots or whatever, however you want to do it, like the 30, 32 spots, you know, it depends on how the breaker does it. They might, you know, it could even be more. So it could be like $20 a spot or whatever, $15. If they look at somebody doing that and they look at somebody making $300, $400 from doing this, like they're going to say, well, we want a cut of that. So that's why we're going to take the steps maybe to ban this thing that we don't even know what it is. Like, that's the thing. Like, they may not even know what breaking is. So it's like, it doesn't necessarily surprise me. It stinks because I'm sure a lot of people have built sort of their business on there. I mean, also kind of the thing is like, they may even revert because like they've done sort of that with like crypto. Like there isn't as much crypto content just in general nowadays, but like, I think probably like 2021, they just like, essentially they were just like banning crypto accounts. Like people who were talking about crypto, they were just like banning them or like shadow banning them. So like, it wouldn't surprise me if like, I guess it actually even wouldn't surprise me if like potentially people opening packs of cards. Cause like, that's also the sort of a type of content on TikTok that's like kind of popular, is like opening packs of cards and like opening stuff on videos. So like, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if we potentially see like a downshift in like that amount of content too on the platform. Cause it's like, who knows what TikTok's priorities are when it comes to stuff like this, because it's like, you know, the industry overall, if they don't know what these things are, then they have really no reason to like try and save it, I guess, if that makes sense. I'm going to see speakers. Make sure this is still plugged in here. Speakers, AirPods. Okay. It's not like anything is playing, but either way, I just want to make sure we're still good here. Yeah, we're good. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of my thoughts on TikTok banning breaking. Like, it's not super surprising, unfortunately. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Like, maybe this is a shift. Maybe they just revert it and they say, we looked into it and now we're going to allow it or whatever. I don't know. If you're a breaker on there, my suggestion is switch over to Loop or whatnot. You know, unfortunately, I know some people complain about like getting fees or whatever, but like, in my opinion, if you have a business, you should be happy that the fees aren't higher. Like, if that makes sense, like, you should be happy that like your eBay fees or whatever aren't more, because like you're running a business on a platform essentially for free. Like, sure, you're paying the fees, but it's like, it's not like you can kind of control that in a way. So I don't know. I mean, that's sort of how I look at it, I think.